serve the Lord sure got a reason to serve the Lord. For the Lord sure been good to me. I said the Lord sure been good to me.
I've got a reason, and the reason is the Lord has sure been good to me. We are speaking with Brother Leonard Williams, who is with the part of the world famous Williams Brothers, has a solo project out. And I've noticed on here, this is entitled Leonard Williams. And you know what? I'm going to take a chance. I got my light flashing. Let's see if this is someone for us or someone else. Speaking with
National Healthcare Association.
Okay. And I noticed you produced this one. Is this your first solo project?
No, this is my third.
Third?
Yeah.
Okay. And you produced this one. You know, we hear that a lot. This CD, album, produced by. What does the producer actually handle when it comes to getting that music ready for us?
Producer has the responsibility from the songs, so musicians, background singers, choosing the studios, choosing the, if you're going to do additional edits, you choose studios for that, choosing the mastering. Producer have the, you know, that's his job to do all of that, to make sure that the product is ready for the radio.
Okay. So that means.
That means a lot of work.
A lot of work. Because what little bit that I do, I can tell you, it's involved. You're making sure that this sound is just right.
Right.
Because it's got to be first class. It's got to be top quality.
Right. And then another thing, if you have a budget, you got to do all of that within a certain budget.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks take it very lightly. They just kind of take producing. They can go to the studio, but, you know, some of the major companies has budgets, but then you know you got to pay everybody out of that budget. And they want you to come in within or below the budget. They don't want you to go over, never over. They like for you to come under the budget. But it's a lot of work in choosing songs and writing songs for the project and writing songs to fit a certain artist. And then your producer has the problem of dealing with all those different egos and different personalities that from the engineers, singers, songwriters, musicians, all of them have those egos, and all of them think they're superstar. All of them think they're the greatest. Musicians don't know it's a million musicians in the world can play as good or better than them, or a background singer can sing as good or better than them. But when they walk in the studio, when you deal with, they think they're the, you know, the best thing that God sent from heaven, includes a lot of my relatives.
A lot of your relatives.
Yeah, same way. But the people don't realize that God just didn't bless one person with a talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he blessed a lot of us with talents.
Yes, sir.
And some with abundance of talents.
Yeah.
And they just need to be humble and praise him for the talent. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not one that push other people unless I know them really good. And I asked Lee Williams one night, and I'm not a name dropper for pushing people, and I asked him how it feels to be the number one quartet, because that's what they was calling him at that time. And he said, I don't fear nothing. And I kind of looked at him. I said, what you mean you don't fear nothing? He said, I thank God for giving me the opportunity to sing and do what he want me to do. He said, I don't feel like I'm number one. I just thank God for the opportunity. Mm. And that's where I am. I'm thanking God for this opportunity. Yeah. And when these young musicians, old musicians, with these ego problems, when you go in these studios and go up in the choir stand and you got people singing church, sing one song, and they the lead singer, and they think they all of that. You know, that's just an opportunity that God have given you at that point in time, which you should be praising him for that opportunity, and not patting yourself on the back. Well, I could go on and on about that because I've seen it over and over and over.
But you make an excellent point, too, because it's as though part of your message is we need to realize none of us gave ourselves whatever gifts we have.
Right.
It came from God. So if we're going to praise, which we should do, we should be praising the one who gave the gift instead of praising the one who received the gift.
Right. Then you praise it yourself.
There you go.
And the Bible speaks bitterly against a man that praises himself.
Yes. Brother Leonard Williams, solo project, and it is entitled Leonard Williams. And you had some help with this as far as the record company goes. You have your own record company now?
Right. I've been having my own record company for how many years? 25 years, something like that.
He was looking at his partner, Mrs. Williams, who's also here with us. She just isn't on air, but 25 years. And it's called Melindo?
Melindo. Mm-hmm. I've did groups like the Jackson Southern Airs, the Fire Blind Boys, Slim and Supreme Angels. Luther Barnes have worked with it, Douglas Miller, Joe Lagonda, Mighty Clouds of Joy on some of the projects. And the list goes on.
And we are familiar with all of those names, too. And so, Melindo, what helped you get to the point where you decided, okay, just singing isn't enough? I want to take this to another level. I'm going to form my own record company.
Well, I was always one like this. My dad always told us to always have your own and never depend on nobody else. And he said, always don't even depend on him. You know, go out and do it yourself.
Wow.
And that was just, and that's what I took. I took that in. And I always, if I saw somebody doing something, I always would walk up to them and say, how you do this?
Mm.
And then I would try to do it. And I would read on the back of when I was in high school, it said produced by Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
And I saw him writing all this song, being a producer, and Curtis Mayfield. I said, I want to be a producer. And from that, you know, I saw Barry Gordon. I said, I want all my record label.
Mm.
And I saw some people on TV, and I eventually had a TV show in Jackson.
Mm.
And I never depended on nobody else. You know, I think being a Christian is equal opportunity.
Yeah.
I think God gave us all equal opportunity.
Yes, sir.
But we have to work. And I tell young folks this all the time. I see them, they'll come up to me and say, man, I sing like this. I can beat this one singing. I can beat this one rapping.
Mm.
I can reduce better. But brother, if you don't get up off of you know what, and put some effort behind it, you know, because as I said a few moments ago, God bless a lot of us with that kind of talent, you know. And back to my point is, I always believe I could do what the next man can do. I may not be as good as he is, but I can do some of what he did. And that's how, you know, with the record coming in. And I'm going to tell you something. Everything I got, I prayed for it.
Mm.
Down to my wife, a record company, my cars, my songs. When I found out when I pray for them and really be serious, and when God showed me the vision, and you follow that vision. Don't follow man's vision.
Mm.
Follow the vision that God give you, and you'll be successful.
That is awesome. Follow God's vision. I like that. You mentioned prayer, following God's vision, and following his vision and not man's. And that makes so much sense. A lot of times I think that people fail to realize that sometimes when it comes to following their own vision, they're still following man's vision.
Right.
And instead of having prayed and found out from God what his vision for them is, and then pray that that vision be fulfilled, they've decided what they want the vision to be, and they pray. Even though they're praying, they're still praying, fulfill the vision that I've come up with, when it's so much better, so much fulfilling, and so much more productive when we find out what God's vision is, pray that that vision fulfilled, and try to follow that one instead of our own.
And when you're blessed with talents, no man can take your talents. No man can take your talents. I was talking to my pastor, and he said people that go into the Olympics that run that 100 meter, he said those are the fastest people in the world. He said you can't train people to run fast.
Mm.
They're born with that ability. You could train people how to get an extra 100 tenths of a second faster, but you can't train them to just get up and just run fast. That's born in you. And if you do those God-given talents, and you pursue that and you practice those are the talents that will make you succeed. Those are the talents that give you houses and homes and big cars and things. But you got to if you're a singer and you got a good voice, you got to rehearse a lot.
Mm.
You know, nobody shouldn't just make you rehearse. And if you're an engineer, if you're whatever you are, if you're a cook, do that. And I'll tell you a problem that we have with everybody want to be like Mike.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be like somebody else.
Yeah.
If you're a great cook and you really just start cooking, you know, you ever seen some people have to do a menu, have to get a recipe and try to cook everything?
Yeah.
And some people can go in the kitchen and just throw things together.
Yes, sir.
And always come out great.
Yeah.
Now, that's a gift.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you ever seen some, we call them shade tree mechanics, and almost listen to a car and tell you what's wrong
with
it?
Yes, sir.
That's a gift. See, if they follow that gift, they can be successful. They can have prosperity. Some people just paint on cars.
And figure out how to cultivate that gift. And like you say, if they follow the vision that goes with that gift, it can take them so far. You're listening to Leonard Williams. Return with us right after the messages to more Speaking with Carl Thornton. The number is 803-279-7677. If you have a question, we'll be right back.